Banner landmark, no images. Link, click here. Link graphic, the conversation. Heading level 2, the conversation insider. Dear friend of the conversation, welcome to the first issue of the conversation insider. I'm thrilled to start this quarterly newsletter created especially for supporters of our organization. These newsletters will give you a glimpse behind the scenes at the conversation, sharing what we're working on, who we are, and when we're holding special events. Please feel free to reply to this email at any time if you have questions, comments, or even suggestions for stories. While we have adjusted to saying goodbye, at least for now, to our physical offices in Boston and Brooklyn because of the coronavirus, our intrepid staff of 28 remain deeply committed to our mission of sharing expert knowledge for the public good, all while, like everyone, juggling little ones, parents, partners, pets, and the pandemic. One recent event has us all deeply grateful. Senior religion and ethics editor Kalpana Jain is back at work after fighting COVID-19 for 10 weeks. Her strength is returning, and we see her at our daily Zoom news meetings. She recently wrote about her experience for the link religionnewsservice.read on for what's going on at the conversation. Media outreach and impact. One of the things we're most proud of at the conversation is the reach of our content, which we give away for free to news outlets of all varieties and sizes, reaching audiences of all kinds, across the nation and the world. This year our content began to be republished by Yahoo News, one of the largest news sites in the nation, and was read over 2.2 million times in July. We're also proud that our content began to be republished by BK Reader, a hyperlocal African-American focused news site in Brooklyn, New York, where we were read by 233 people. Another thing that cheers us is how a story on Jesus' portrayal as a white European was republished by the conservative website Link National Interest, the leftist Link Consortium News, and Link Fast Company in the Business Oriented Center. Learn more about us. Sadly, we were forced by the pandemic lockdown to cancel our planned 5th anniversary celebration, but we forged ahead with a video that tells you about what we do. Please take a watch and share it with your friends. Link RLJKHJJRTK Opted Spotlight. Bijal Trivedi. Graphic headshot of Science Plus Technology Editor Bijal Trivedi. Bijal is one of the conversation's science and technology editors, and an award-winning journalist specializing in biology, medicine, and health. Her work has appeared in Discover, Scientific American, New Scientist, Wired, Science, Nature, The Economist, and National Geographic. Before joining the conversation, she was an editor for the NIH Director's Blog. She holds a BA in Biochemistry from Oberlin College, an MS in Molecular/Cell/Developmental Biology from UCLA, and an MA in Science Journalism from NYU. She lives in Washington, D.C. with her husband and two children, and is very grateful for recently finishing her first book. 1. What brought you to the conversation? I love science, and the opportunity to work one-on-one with university scholars, who are experts in their fields, was too exciting to turn down. With the rise of what was termed fake news, I was keen to work with scientists with decades of experience in their fields to write authoritative and entertaining stories for a general audience. 2. What type of stories do you look for when working with scholars? I'm looking for research that demystifies complex biological science and gives readers a peek into the human body, disease, and life on Earth. I'm also passionate about space exploration and how mankind will colonize other planets. 3. You just finished a book that will be published in September. What is it about, and why did you pursue it? I began working on the book, Link Breath from Salt, A Deadly Genetic Disease, A New Era in Science, and Link the Patients and Families Who Changed Medicine Forever, after writing a magazine story on a new drug for cystic fibrosis, a rare lethal inherited lung disease that used to kill children before their first birthday. I was drawn to the story after discovering how a group of phenomenal and driven parents formed a small foundation and used venture philanthropy to fund the early research that led to treatments for some 90% minus 95% of patients with the disease. Heading level 2, new additions to staff. Daniel Marino is a junior editor covering science, health, and the environment. He's a marine biologist turned science journalist. Stacey Morford is health and environment editor. She's covered environment and sustainable development issues for over a decade at Inside Climate News and at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty and the World Bank. Matt Williams is a general assignment editor. After a stint as weekend editor for The Guardian, Matt worked for Al Jazeera America and ABC News. Anurag Agpapalu is our new multimedia editor, with a background as a graphic designer, photographer, documentary video editor, and motion graphics artist. Eric Smalley is a technology editor with 30 years of experience, including at the Boston Globe, CNET, Discover, Nature, Science, Scientific American, and Wired. Katrina Ammon is our journalism evangelist, Working on growing our republishing network and social media presence, Hannah Sussman is our University Relations and Development Associate, bringing experience in development support from nonprofits such as Ceres, Grub Street, and Harvard University. Welcome. The Conversation in the News. The conversation was featured in the Columbia Journalism Review in a story entitled Link the Link Conversation Thrives During the Pandemic. I was also a guest on Open Scholars Link Open Up podcast, and we collaborated with NPR and WBurz on Point for a four-part series called Link on Truth. A successful spring campaign. Our fundraising campaign in June was a big success, raising $45,000. A 50% increase over last spring's campaign. More importantly, more than 300 people stepped up to become monthly donors, which doubled our recurring revenue base. Thank you for your support, which is truly vital to ensuring the sustainability of our important work. Be well. Graphic Beth Daly. Beth Daly Editor and General Manager. Content Info Landmark. You're receiving this because you have donated to us. The Conversation, US 89 South Street, Suite 202, Boston, MA 02111, USA. Link forward. Link unsubscribe.